Do you still feel confident in him serving as Secretary of Defense?
Well, I'm a big fan of the Secretary. I think he's done a remarkable job as Secretary of Defense. He commands great respect. In fact, I was going to give him a call this past week about something, and I thought I'll just do it when I get back to D.C. But that's really something up to him and the President of the United States, because nobody knows better than the Secretary of Defense and the Commander-in-Chief.
I still have a million questions as to the transparency of this, lack of transparency of this administration, because this is one of the craziest things that I'm still trying to get over this. And I know that the left finds it inconvenient to discuss. And I really feel like they're trying to downplay it. And they're already trying to push it out of the news cycle. I'm not going to let it go. I can't let it go. Welcome to the program. Dana Loesch here with you. It is Tuesday. I had to double check because it feels like not Tuesday. It is freezing cold in Texas. I am barely able to live and dying right now, dying. And I was looking at what's the temperature? What is the temperature?
It says
41 degrees.
42. Oh, okay. You got 41.
Now, I was complaining about this, and we're going to get on to the meat and potatoes. I was complaining about this. One of my friends who lives in Wisconsin was like, "You want to know what the temperature is here?" I'm like, "No, because you chose to live in the land of cheese and milk. You chose to live in Wisconsin. You chose that. So I don't feel bad for you. You are a winter person. You chose it because you like winter. I just don't feel bad for you. I'm sorry. I just don't." So it's super cold. This is actually affecting Iowa. I mean, the cold is, but it's affecting, the whole Iowa caucus and all that stuff. We're going to break all that stuff down. All right. So first and foremost, welcome. Top of this first hour, Dana Loesch with you. You can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program. You can watch the video component of the radio program, our simulcast on Channel 347 DirecTV, as well as YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. A lot of stuff to hit today. It's weird because we got like this amalgam of stories. Like, we just got a whole montage, a whole hodgepodge of stuff. And we're going to hit all of it because we've got immigration. We've got the Bidens. We have the Trump stuff. We've got Iowa. We've got Haley. We've got DeSantis. We've got education. We've got culture, statues, all of it. It's crazy. So first and foremost, though, I'm still, like I said, I'm not letting that go. Not letting that go. The whole situation with the Lloyd Austin. And really, all they did was just give out a statement and then they move on. Nothing else to see here. That was Nancy Pelosi talking about it. And nothing to see. That's it. Let's move on. No more. We don't really need to look at anything else. We're good. But I just feel like, at the height of everything that's happening around the world, we still need some explanation on that. So we have that lack of transparency. And then we also have the story from the Daily Caller, the transparency about the jobs numbers, which we told you was the case because they always revise everything down except when they make it up. So the headline, about a quarter of the jobs that were quote unquote added in last year, 2023, didn't even exist. Yes, a quarter of all of the jobs added last year didn't even exist. The original number of jobs reported by the feds, that was revised down by, just under 800,000 jobs, meaning one fourth of the jobs that they claimed had been created, one actual fourth, were not even there. That is the Bureau of Labor Statistics via Daily Caller. The sum of the initial estimate from each of the government's monthly job growth reports totaled 3.1 million, with later reports revising that number down, added by a collective of 443,000. That's BLS. Take that L out.
Yeah.
We don't need that L in there. I love this. This is how one of the analysts said it. Quote, "By the time you include all the monthly revisions and the annual benchmark revision, about one quarter of all the jobs we thought were added last year have been revised away." That's a pretty big revision. In fact, some people would say that you just corrected a total fat, fatty, fat lie. That's what that sounds like. this whole, well, it was a, you know, revised down for the love. Come on. And now they've been revised down every month except for July, excluding December, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. It's a quarter of them that were made up. That's pretty stunning. It's amazing that Joe Biden didn't mention that in any of his speeches. You know, he was out there doing the whole hate, fear, doom and gloom thing, going down on his assassination vacation tour with his campaign. This, of course, they say the number of downward revisions was atypical. Really, in 2022, they only saw negative revisions in 5 months before then, et cetera, et cetera. So, it's an economic downturn. What else do you think? There's no other way to explain this away. Janet Yellen could go stuff it. This is economic downturn. You're not going to sit here and lie to people about this. So the sec def, the jobs numbers, what else? Seriously, what else is out there? Aside from, you know, all of the immigration stuff and everything else. We also have this story, because this is going to be kicking in soon. So, you know, Venmo, PayPal, and the Cash App stuff, all those freelancers, the IRS says y'all face reporting requirements. Anyone earning income via third-party party app, payment apps, or Cash Apps at Venmo, Zelle, PayPal. It was going to take effect in 2022. It was delayed for 23. So it means that this 1099-K form could be sent to anyone, anybody who makes over $600 through those things per year. So prior to that, you know, they didn't really, it was $20,000 or more in commercial payments across more than 200 transactions. Now they're not going to even differentiate. So it's the phased rollout, meaning that payment apps to report income by freelancers and business owners, if you're earning over $5,000 versus $600, they hope that they're only going to raise it a little bit. They want to reduce, they said, the noise from inaccuracies, but they still said the goal is to work towards the $600 minimum. So instead of doing, so let me explain it. So instead of doing the $20,000 or more in commercial payments, remember they went straight to the $600. Well, then there was so much, understandable outrage. They decided to revise it and say, okay, well, right now earnings over 5,000, but we're still via the IRS is saying they're still working towards the $600 minimum. In fact, the quote is, taking this phased-in approach, they said, is the right thing to do for the purposes of tax administration. It prevents unnecessary confusion. And they said it's clear that an additional delay will avoid problems. So it's 5,000, but they're going to go to 600. That's the goal. So the provision, that's in the American Rescue Plan, which is a lie. We all know that that's an absolute lie, the American Rescue Plan, which is an absolute jokety joke. Rescue. Yeah, it didn't rescue. It's the American bend us over the barrel, make us grab our ankles plan. That's what it is. So they said that and it's not professional. It's not professional services. It's literally for goods and services. So the way that they had it structured previously was it was $20,000 for commercial services. Then they went to $600 for goods and services meeting or exceeding $600 in a calendar year. So now what they're doing is 5,000, but they're going to push it to 600 at some point, maybe within the year. Who knows? They say that reporting requirements don't apply to personal transactions. We all know this is a joke, like birthday or holiday. We know that's a joke. Car ride or meal or family. They said those are not taxable and they should not be reported. Why do you think that they are adding 88,000 people? Because they're going to audit every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there. Yep. Do you honestly think that they're going to assume that that's for personal reasons, even if it's for personal reasons? No, it's not. I mean, if you're reselling something, it's all such vagary. So just for this tax year, they're planning the threshold of 5,000 to phase in the reporting requirements. And then after that, they're going to go to the 600. The IRS is a unconstitutional thug agency staffed by thugs. I don't want to hear, well, you know, it's just a job. No. That's what the Nazis said too. It's a job. Oh, did I make a comparison? Yes. Yeah, it's asinine that these are the new rules. And of course, this administration. But hey, tell us more about how great the economy is, as we realize that, you know, a quarter of the jobs that you claim created were just literally fictional. Absolutely fictional. So I'm a little bit a little sassy about this today. Now, a couple of other things. So we've got the snowstorm happening. What did they say? It was like negative in the negative degrees in Iowa right now. negative degrees. Like, as in there's no degrees?
Yep, less than no. Less than no degrees.
That just gave me a cold chill down my spine just trying to acknowledge their weather. Look, I know that you all love your state, Iowa, and you love the corn and you love the meat on the stick and you got family there. I have friends who've been born and raised generations there, but my gosh, there is no amount of family, there is no amount of anything on God's green earth that would make me stay where you get those types of temperatures there. Absolutely. I mean, it's good if you love it. There are people who love this. What is wrong with you? So I was looking at this. They said it's the coldest caucus in decades. Minus 11 degrees. That's what they're anticipating for Monday. Winter Storm Finn started dumping snow already. And a lot of events had to be canceled. Whew, this is rough. And so they said that the inclement weather, they had a number of things that they said they had a number of things that were canceled. And then they had a blizzard. And then that it was going to drop between 6 and 12 inches of snow. And they said it's the coldest caucus on record. I'm just looking at the photos. There's so much snow. I don't even know how y'all are dealing. And yeah, the high of 5 degrees. A whole 5. So everyone's saying, yeah, the caucus concern is a real thing. It is, actually. They said that the temperature was like, what, minus 4 degrees at one point? Oh, my gosh. They had, back in 1972, the caucuses were postponed by a day because of the weather and temperature. They said that the snow in 92 and cold temperatures in 2004, and 2004 was 2 degrees, second lowest. In 2008, it was 4 degrees. Ugh. I mean, why don't you just go ahead and hold them in the summer? It just seems like that'd be, you know. So they, and now the candidates are going, well, you're canceling your events. We're not canceling our events. Okay, good for you. Really? That's what do you honestly think that somebody sitting in Iowa is going to be going, wow, so-and-so canceled their event. That just completely erased all of their policy decisions and everything that they've ever said. Just on this alone, I'm going to completely, totally change my affiliation and vote. Who thinks this? You know who thinks this? Brain dead operatives who literally have never voted before and got their first job on a campaign. Those are the people who think that. So we have a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to hit, including some of the latest polling. We got the statue fight. I don't know, dude. It's the same. Also, very interesting. The person who's coming up as a shareholder in the Burisma, Hunter Biden-led Burisma subsidiary. This is very interesting. We're going to talk about this subsidiary head coming up. And the DOJ. Wait until you see what the DOJ said about the trans stuff.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like leaving your laptop exposed, just wide open at the coffee shop while you like run to the register or run to use the restroom. I mean, most of the time you're probably going to be okay, but what if one day you come back and you know your laptop is gone or someone's there browsing through all your stuff? I mean, every single time you connect to an unencrypted network, if you're at an airport or a hotel, anywhere, anybody on the same network can gain access to your personal data, things like your financial details, your passwords, and it doesn't take a lot of technical know-how to just like hack somebody. I mean, some cheap hardware is needed and a mildly intelligent 12-year-old could do it. Your data is valuable because your info can get sold on the dark web. So this is why you need to use ExpressVPN. First off, you got an encrypted tunnel. It creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't steal your sensitive data and then sell it. And it would take somebody with a supercomputer over like a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. Super easy to use. You just fire up the app, you click on one button, get protected, and it works on all your devices. So like when I'm traveling, I'm sure there's stuff that, you know, even anime, if I want to watch it, that I can get using ExpressVPN, things that are only available outside of the US. It just gives you more freedom to choose while also staying protected online. So secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Dana. That's expressvpn.com/Dana. And you can get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I want to know who thought it was a good idea to bring back a 46,000-year-old worm from the Siberian permafrost, because now it's having babies. I mean, there's a reason why certain things go extinct, guys. So they brought this 46th scientist did. Business Insider, 46,000-year-old worm. They brought it back to life and started having babies. And these worms, apparently they can shut down biological functions to survive. And so when they revived it, they started doing the parthenogenesis, which doesn't require a mate. They just split themselves up. And they were in cryptobiosis. That's their dormancy. I don't like this stuff. I don't like it. They say it's a new species, has way too many consonants. And so one of these deep sea biologists says, well, there's a lot of these sort of nematode species that, yeah, but not this one. There's a reason why it's dead and it's in permafrost. You should have left it there. Now we're probably all going to die. That's what's going to happen. Worms going to get in, infect everybody. If we thought the zombie apocalypse was bad now with a bunch of stupid people saying the same stupid influencer stuff on Twitter, then it's going to get super bad. All right. So I thought, isn't this one of the things they were sending up the dead people in space on? Remember I told you yesterday, literally yesterday, I was telling you about these rockets. They were sending them up in space, putting the dead people stuff on it. And boop, boop. Okay, so the one of these companies, Astrobiotic, their first mission, and this is a, it's also a U.S. Moonlander mission. It kind of went awry. They said there was an anomaly that occurred. It prevented the Astrobiotic from achieving a stable sun pointing. Basically, it didn't land. It didn't happen. There's a bunch of stuff that explains it. It didn't happen. I just hope nobody had strapped their, like, you know, dead nanas on that and sent it up there, because this is going to be hurtling out. I'm just saying. Fort Worth, man, there was they said it was a gas explosion yesterday at this historic Texas hotel. It injured 21, scattered debris in downtown Fort Worth. And they littered the streets with a lot of debris. 21 people, one in critical. The blast flung open doors. I mean, entire sections of wall were all over the street. It looked pretty bad. But my word, there were other mayors from surrounding towns, including my own, who was saying that they're there to help if needed. This is not shocking, but also shocking. The average bottle of water contains 240,000 pieces of cancer-causing nanoplastics. 100 times more than previously thought. So if you're drinking bottled water, there's about 240,000 pieces of cancer-causing nanoplastic, like the one in Kane's hand. 100 times more previously thought. Yeah, so don't be making fun of them broads with their Stanleys now, all right? Everybody's out there making fun of them broads, running out there to get them Stanleys. Now, they look smart now, don't they? Because they're not drinking this bad stuff out of this water bottle. We got a lot more on the way. The statue fight coming up. Stick with us. It's our friends over at Wise Foods. Wow, Dana, great segue. I know, right? High five. Our friends over at Wise Food just want, they think it's smart to be prepared and to have something that you may not need as opposed to desperately need something that you don't have. And this is where Wise Food Storage comes in. It is never, ever, ever a bad idea to always be prepared. Buy one, get one free discount on their 72-hour food kit. All you got to do is go to wisefoodstorage.com, type Dana in that search bar, and you're going to pull up all kinds of exclusive deals on Wise Food Storage's best-selling products, like, for instance, a 72-hour food kit. Buy one, get $100 value for $50. You get two boxes, 12 pouches of delicious premium survival food, entrees, breakfast, and drinks. You get all kinds of delicious meals, lots of protein. Everything's made with high-quality U.S. ingredients. Freeze-dried, dehydrated, easy to prepare, just add water. Lots of carbs, too, because carbs are, you need carbs. When you need energy, when you have food scarcity, these are things that you need. Easy to add, to prepare, just add water. 25-year shelf life. They also have heirloom seed vault, too. Think about your next garden. Know where your stuff comes from. These are non-hybrid, non-GMO, open pollinated heirloom varieties. Every kit contains like 4,500 seeds. It's crazy. 10-year shelf life. Order yours today at wisefoodstorage.com. Just type Dana in that search bar to access those exclusive deals like the buy one, get one free on the 72-hour food kit. Visit wisefoodstorage.com, code Dana. That's wisefoodstorage.com. Use code Dana in the search bar.
Looking for the drive-through version of The Dana Show? Check out the best highlights from every show and Dana's Absurd Truth podcast, posted daily from The Dana Show.
What they're using and what they're doing is taking impeachment and taking all of the most serious procedures that we have as a country, and they're learning to use it for political, they're politically weaponizing it.
Are you
for
high?
An election purpose, for a political purpose.
Girl, are you high?
And in doing so, they are putting the people of this country, everyday Americans, absolutely
it's
at the bottom of the
this.
Barrel, and they're putting themselves
I mean,
first.
We're only on the it's second day of the first full week of the new year. This is too early for this. It's too early. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of the first hour. Was she drunk the previous 4 years? I'm asking, like, seriously, I'm not even asking facetiously or for a friend. I'm asking for real, for me. Was she drunk? Was she blacked out drunk somewhere?
Either that or dumb.
Did she fall and hit her head? Did she have a reverse Fetterman? I'm just wondering. Because what she's describing, the words that are coming out of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's mouth right there in that audio soundbite, or if you were watching the video on the simulcast video component portion of the radio program that's on 347 DirecTV, what she's describing right there is literally, using the word correctly, literally what Democrats did during the previous administration. In fact, they didn't even have an investigation. What they did was the equivalent. Well, it was. It wasn't even the equivalent. It was the same thing as going, I don't like you. I'm going to impeach you because I don't like you. They didn't do anything. They didn't call witnesses. They didn't have any official depositions. They didn't have any official testimonies. They didn't have an investigation. They didn't even vote to open a query for a debate for an investigation. That wasn't even allowed to come to the floor. They just did it. And you're going to lecture us? Because Republicans, I'll give them this, for as stupid as they can be, they at least did it the right way. Because you either believe in the Constitution or you don't, right? Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because you can invert your willy and turn it into a Frankenstein doesn't mean you should. Just because you can launch an impeachment doesn't mean that you should without any kind of investigative period. What she's describing right there is literally what they did the last administration. I don't care if you hate Trump with the burning passion of a thousand suns. I don't care. Your opinion, much like most of the people who rattle their mouths, are irrelevant. Nobody cares. What matters is that they did not follow the proper protocol. That is why there were no criminal charges. Oh, what? Yeah, there were no criminal charges. You can't have a conviction on anything because there were no criminal charges that were brought forward. They recommended him for impeachment. You can get recommended for impeachment. That's considered impeachment, but nothing ever came of it. Same thing with Clinton. He was exonerated. But that's the true nature of it. Republicans actually went through and they followed the proper protocol. They opened an investigation. They brought forward witnesses. They did all of this stuff. And so for her to sit here and go, well, you're weaponizing it, I think she probably needs to spend a little less time looking at herself on TikTok and Insta Live, and maybe a little bit more time understanding the processes that Congress is responsible for. Because I get really tired of these brain dead, dilly bar headed, miles wide, inches deep congressional people waxing stupid on social media. And then they go on these news, cable news networks and do the same thing. Yes, I'm crabby today because it's cold. That's why. It's because it's an ungodly, this global warming. Where's the global warming? Where is it? I want it. It's too cold here. For the love, I'm in a turtleneck. All right, so for sure, though, why are you laughing at me?
Because this really is, I mean, it's not freezing yet. It's almost there. I lived a couple years in Michigan. I guess I've developed immunity.
I'm not talking to you, sir. I don't ever want to hear you complain about how cold it is in the studio ever again.
Oh, that's sexist, though.
They're like, Dana, it's so sexist.
That's because you can control
that. I'm accused of keeping it cold in here because it gets hot. And you have this dude sitting over here going, well, it's 41 degrees. Is it cold? It's actually just a mild weather. It's a mild.
I think it's fair to call out your sexism.
My gosh, I can't even deal with you right now. Can't even deal. Couple things. Can we talk about I got two things. The DOJ and then this. Stupid thing. The DOJ Civil Rights Division tweeted this out. They filed a statement of interest in a lawsuit concerning treatment for gender dysphoria in correctional settings. So trans people in the jails, which we know, and we've talked about it on this program ad nauseum, is a major problem because you got women getting raped right, left and center, particularly in California, where you got dudes who get convicted and they're like, wait a minute, Judge, Your Honor, I identify as a female, and they get sent to the women's prisons. I mean, there's a reason why Chappelle's joke about it like really almost fell flat because it was so true. It was ridiculous. This is what the DOJ said, quote, ready? You ready for this one? Grab onto something. Quote,
People with gender dysphoria should be able to seek the full protections of the American with Disabilities Act, just like other people with disabilities. We are committed to ensuring constitutional conditions inside our jails and prisons so that those detained inside these facilities, including people with gender dysphoria, can live safely and receive needed medical care. That's literally the DOJ statement on this. I like how that's like Amer. Isn't it Americans with, but whatever. Right. They can't identify Frankenbeans, so I don't imagine that they would understand basic grammar either. Oh my gosh. Yeah, women don't have prostates. Dudes don't have ovaries. You're trying to cosplay. So now they want to cosplay as having like a actual disability that needs the Disabilities Act. You know, things that people are born with and cannot alleviate aside from acclimate, and what they're talking about is that, and there's no, you don't have a constitutional condition inside your jail. It's not like cruel and unusual punishment for a dude to go in a dude's prison, but it is cruel and unusual punishment to force women who are incarcerated to have to be incarcerated with a dude. That I can't think of anything more sexist and stupid than that. People with gender dysphoria, tell them to stop. You don't make it easier for people. You know, you could say that eating disorders like anorexia and bulimia are a body dysmorphia as well. There's gender dysphoria, it's body dysmorphia is what it is. But you don't make a bulimic easier in their bulimia. You don't make an anorexic easier in being anorexic. So you don't do that with this either. That's not compassion. That's stupidity. And shame on the people who can't tell the difference. We really, truly live in wild times when people don't even recognize that they're doing an evil when they think they're doing a good. We're committed to ensuring, you're committed to punishing women further. Women have a right to not be incarcerated with dudes who are going to prey upon them behind bars. You want to talk about cruel and unusual? There's your definition of that right now. I mean, so which is it though? Because, you know, I was thinking about this. So are they mentally ill or are they really women and they're just struggling because they were born as dudes? Which is it? You can't simultaneously say that their self-perception is real and should be shared by everyone else and then also say it's fraudulent and a result of a mental illness. So which is it? The left cannot make up their minds. And that's the other thing. The government has no business forcing everyone in this country to accept someone else's self-perception. You cannot force your self-perception onto another person, and you do not have a constitutional right to force your self-perception onto another person. And that's exactly what this is. Now, the William Penn statue. I haven't followed this all that much, but anytime people want to take down statues, I immediately just think it's stupid. You know, I liked, who was it that made a joke about it? Was it Ricky Gervais in his stand-up? Because I watched his thing, too, recently. Where he was, like, kind of mocking, you know, taking down all of this stuff. I guess they're gonna keep it in the park in Philly. They were going to take it down, and then there was, like, this huge firestorm, and now they're going to keep it up. According to The Hill, this is, like, 50 minutes ago. It's going to stay in the park. He's the guy who like created Pennsylvania, like it's named for him. So they said, well, National Park Service said, okay, they withdrew their proposal to rehabilitate Welcome Park. They said, oh, the proposal was released prematurely. No, it wasn't. It was released and you guys got in trouble. And so, but that's, which is fine. Give them that cover. That's fine. But why can't you just, I think it was Gervais. I don't want to just lift his jokes, but I thought it was a salient point. Why not just, if somebody's super bad, or say it's like a statue of somebody you find out later did something super bad, it's part of history. Why don't you just add a plaque, you know, like, oh, he was a scholar and an inventor and a racist. You know, like, why not add that on to the statue? Like a little plaque, right? Just like a footnote. Instead of trying to reconstruct history a la Mao. Because that's exactly what it is. They try to act like, well, we're taking down only the bad stuff, but they sweep up everything. And really, the bad stuff, they leave. If you want to be honest about it, all the bad policies, they leave.
Oh, Indians can't own land on reservations. Oh, let's leave that Democrat policy in place. But hey, we'll take down this statue. Look how far we've gone. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. They leave up those stupid policies, the bad stuff. That's what really does damage. It's not statues. It's not names. It's mindsets. Still prevalent on the left. So they're keeping that up. All right, the Epstein stuff. Have you guys been following this? I sent this out in the newsletter yesterday. Sent it out in the newsletter. And I saw one piece. I would love it if people, it would be so awesome if there was, you know, in any way for news agencies before when they send stuff out and when they write their headlines, if there's some nuance, can you please, I don't know, like incorporate the nuance? That would be, you don't think so?
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice if they did. So the reason I bring this up is because of the story. So apparently Trump was also named in the latest Epstein doc dump. One of the women is accusing him of like romantical times with other women or being a customer of Epstein. There's like a big difference. I don't think that was fully explained. So there was apparently they said that Epstein has blackmail videos that show Clinton, Trump and Richard Branson, who also categorically denied everything, getting with women he supplied them with, according to some of the bombshell claims. Now, they said that, and I put this in, this was all in the prep. One of the women who claimed this later came back and said that she wanted to walk away from this, citing fears for her family, so she retracted all of her claims. She told a New York Post reporter that. She said that all of these encounters had been filmed and that there are tapes and all this stuff. Now, nobody's ever recovered any kind of footage like this. Now, the FBI has hundreds of items and evidence, according to the Post, and that was photographed during a raid on his mansion in 2019, but there was a bunch of stuff that was never seized. So, I don't know. So, there may be incriminating evidence? Or she recanted because she made it up, or she recanted because there's no evidence? Like, or she recanted because she feared for her family, or because there's no evidence? Like, which... I also think that some of the people named in this, too, like Cameron Diaz and some other people, they were named... And their names came up in a deposition. Now, a lot of this stuff was already public, but it was all still redacted. Now it's unredacted. For instance, Jeffrey Epstein, he's so gross. He literally, like, he looks like he smells like feet. He name dropped people when he was getting massages, and he would always, like, name drop, you know, different celebrities. And apparently that's how some of the names came up, because in the deposition, one of the survivors or victims was listing some of the names that he would name drop while she was giving him a massage. And so that's how their names came up in the documents. And I think that was so disingenuous the way that everybody was reporting it, because people were conflating them with actual clients or people who were helping him and what he was doing. And I just think that's irresponsible reporting. I mean, you got a lot of keys on the keyboard for a reason. Use them, damn it. Good grief. So I don't know. We definitely know more about this. I mean, we knew that he knew him. And I think it's knowing someone because you see them at public events is far different from being a customer. But I think if you're going to make a claim on someone like that, I still think that you're innocent until proven guilty, even with situations like this. So you still, you need to have that evidence. And you also have to realize a lot of people are going to be suspicious just because what Democrats try to do to not just him, but every single Republican that ever comes forward with anything to run for office or do anything. So, and that's a problem that Democrats created, but we do deserve to know more. That should go without saying. People who help bring you free radio, it's our friends over at Black Rifle Coffee. Everything else is commie swill. There's a lot of pretenders out there. Don't make no mistake. There are a lot of people that say they do what Black Rifle Coffee does. But you know what they do? They roast their beans in foreign countries and import them and white label them. That's not what Black Rifle Coffee does. Their stuff is roasted 5 days, actually 6 days a week, isn't it? In Tennessee and Utah, they get the best beans possible. And if you join the coffee club, they deliver it fresh to your door. This veteran-owned coffee company not only works and gives back and donates a lot of time and money to veterans, they employ active duty as well, and their families, and they just make the best coffee that you can purchase. And it's actually more affordable than the bougie stuff that's on the supermarket shelves. You can join their coffee club, never, ever run out of your brew again. And you can get 30% off of your first subscription order using code Dana. So you pick your coffee and your quantity, like AK-47 Espresso is one of my favorites. Thin Blue Line, they're supportive police. The medium roast, that's great. Freedom Fuel Dark Roast is really awesome. Silencer Smooth, that's awesome as well. I have a lot of favorites. But anyway, you pick your coffee and your quantity, and then you set up your delivery schedule, and you're done. That's it. You never, ever run out of coffee. And you can also get grinders, mugs, kettles, apparel, all kinds of stuff for that perfect brew. So visit BlackRifleCoffee.com/Dana. Join that Black Rifle Coffee Club today. Get 30% off your first order, your first month with code Dana. So start saving money on high quality coffee roasted here by vets in the USA. That's BlackRifleCoffee.com/Dana.
Don't let FOMO get the best of you. Stay in the loop and ahead of the curve by following Dana on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
It didn't work. They had an almost $1 billion cost overrun on the magnetic elevators. Think of it, magnets. Now, all I know about magnets is this. Give me a glass of water. Let me drop it on the magnets. That's the end of the magnets. Why didn't they use John Deere? Why didn't they bring in the John Deere people? Do you like John Deere? I like John Deere.
What? Wait. Why are you people doing this to me?
What?
Why? I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not like an engineering fan. I'm not like one of my kids whose favorite show is How It's Made, which is the dumbest show ever. It is. But water doesn't make magnets not work. Yeah. What the hell is he talking about?
No idea.
Come on. Why? I don't want to talk about this. Know, why?
You know what I immediately thought of? Because I've seen these videos on YouTube all the time. Magnet fishing. Where people actually have a big, strong magnet at the end of a rope. They'll toss it into a lake, a culvert, or something, and they'll drag it across the ground and pick up like old guns and computers and stuff. And they actually fish with magnets. Mm-hmm. That magnet works every time they drop it in the water. Every single time.
Well, I think that's the whole story's a lie. We all know that magnets don't work. Why do you hate America? Just say. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. I people are like, oh, that's out of context. Well, what context is it supposed to be in? I'm not saying this because I'm just, you know, if anybody said this, I hate having to say this. I'm so tired of everybody getting their feelings hurt if I say one thing. Look, I hate everyone. So at some point, your feelings are going to get hurt. But.
All right. If I say one sentence and I say, look, I don't know a lot about umbrellas, but I know one thing. If you pour water on an umbrella, it completely destroys it. And then I say a bunch of words after that. Does the context matter? I mean, at that point, I've already said the complete sentence in my thought.
I mean, unless you go, psych, or right. Not, then I'd be like, oh.
Was that the context that was missing?
Joking. Yeah. I mean, that's the only way I can imagine that working. All right, so we got a few other things. We got all the latest with 20. I just want to jump off a roof. 2024. And can people stop trying to make Eric Greitens happen? Stop it. Just stop it. Stick with us. As we move our partners over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service out there, they want to save you money on your cell phone bill. And I know a lot of people don't like doing business with entities that they think, you know, they have values that aren't reflective of what they hold themselves. So that's, I just don't understand why you would still continue to do business with the, you know, all these other wireless providers, these cell phone companies out there, when they actually take your money and they use it to work against you every election, like they're doing right now. Patriot Mobile doesn't do that. They actually put their money where their mouths are. And for 10 years, they've been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their service and their values as a company, but also the issues and people that you vote for and vote to protect every single time you go to the ballot box. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, not only are you going to save money, but you're going to get a phone plan that's tailored to what you and your family need. It's going to be affordable. You're going to have dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. You're going to get the best service in your area. And most importantly, you're not going to fund the left as well. Keep your phone and your number or upgrade. The choice is entirely yours. And you can talk today to a member of their 100% U.S.-based customer service team who will make it super easy to switch. So visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Dana to get free activation. Switch today. What are you waiting for? PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT. Don't forget, free activation using code Dana.
Does that include potentially moving to oust him from his job?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's not the road I prefer. I mean, you know, we've gone down the road. I didn't prefer to go down that road with Speaker McCarthy. We need to figure out how to get this all done together. But it isn't good, and there's a lot of my colleagues who are pretty frustrated about it, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there, a lot of people are very frustrated about it because seems to be some discontentment in the Republican side of things. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you, top of the second hour. And of course, you can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program. You can watch the video component, Channel 347 Direct TV, as well as YouTube and Facebook. So the this thing with I'm pulling this up right now. He's the speaker's facing a lot of criticism from the House Republican Conference. And this was in a couple of different Politico, and this isn't Politico first. And I will say, Politico is where a lot of Republicans also go to talk to pitch their dirt. So that's why you can't just immediately disregard it. So they're saying that they're upset with Mike Johnson. He's in a perilous position because of a number of things: border security, immigration. You know, they're talking about parole authority. That's where the Senate's arguing over the immigration bill. They're going back and forth, apparently, over parole authority. And now you also have the House Republicans looking at impeaching Mayorkas, et cetera. And they each have, you know, the Senate and the House, they have different strategies with all of this. But with Johnson, it's they say that the quote was given was that there were concerns about his ability to deliver conservative wins. And a lot of people, they say, are feeling like he is way, way over his head, is the direct quote. And they add that as much as there was valid criticism and frustration with Kevin, they say Mike is struggling to grow into the job and is getting rolled even more than McCarthy ever did. And they said that the truth, you know, they're looking at this. They said that the House is kind of a reality-free zone. And they're saying that House GOP leadership is now also considering a short-term stopgap to avert another shutdown. Remember, I told you this was coming because it was a short-term thing the last time, right before Christmas. And so they're saying, because they say that no one wants a shutdown in an election year. And so he's very apparently aware of this, and they think that he's going to move to pass the CR. So there's a lot of concerns that he's not going to deliver conservative wins. What? I was reliably told, though, that the ill-timed speaker fight was an absolute victory to get someone more conservative. That's what I was told. And I was told that my insistence that Johnson's record and McCarthy's record were really all not that different was just mean-spirited, even though it was completely accurate. I mean, if you compare their records, they're pretty comparable. I'm not saying that someone's a bad guy, but don't sit here and act like they're conservative Jesus when they kind of have a moderate record, right? I don't understand this whole gaslighting of people, because someone that you like and that you know, a cult of personality in the House, I'm talking about Gates, and I don't dislike Gates either, but stop this damn tribalism. I don't know if I've ever hated anything more in politics than that. And it's infected the right to an extent that it's making people make bad choices. Case in point, Eric Greitens, this guy. I don't know why people are trying to make him a thing again. I wrote about this guy. I was following his controversies and scandals before 10 years ago when we moved down here. All my family lives in Missouri, though. It's my home state, born and raised. He was in the governor's mansion and he messed up and he cut a deal to get out of the governor's mansion. And there were a lot of scandals that he was involved in. The whole hairdresser tied up in the basement was just one of them. That was just one. I'm not even getting into the charity grift and all of the other stuff that he was accused of doing. He went around saying that he was fully exonerated. And I want to very carefully, I cannot overstate this enough, he was never exonerated, ever. The Missouri Ethics Commission, which was run by Republicans, many of which liked him, they issued what is called a consent decree, where both sides, meaning them and Greitens, agreed to He was not going to get in trouble anymore, and he was going to go away. Nothing was ever dropped. He hides behind the fact he got lucky. That man struck gold when he got Kim Gardner. Kim Gardner is as corrupt as hell. That fact is completely separate from the fact that Eric Greitens is also. This guy was recruited by the DCCC. Do you know what that is? That is the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. He was a hardcore leftist. Very recently, even. He was recruited by the DCCC. I've got reams of stuff written on this. Feel free. It's all public. With receipts. He was recruited by the DCCC, who were considering running him in a number of seats. He's a Bob Holden acolyte. Bob Holden is former governor of Missouri, very far left Democrat. He went to the, what is it, the DNC, with go see Barack Obama speak. He was a big Obama fan. And then he recently decided that he was going to become a Republican because it's a lot easier to, it's easier to sell it to the right for someone to leave the left and become a zealous Republican than it is for someone to leave the right and become a zealous leftist. The left is too, they're still too tribal. They are still way tribal. The right's getting there. So he still kept a lot of the very far left stuff. Like, he was anti-gun. Don't tell me that he wasn't. The man banned guns in the Capitol. That was a first in the state of Missouri. He literally plagiarized Mom's Demand when attacking the proposed Second Amendment Preservation Act. I mean, verbatim. Now, you tell me what Second Amendment supporting quote-unquote Republican does that. You tell me what conservative Second Amendment supporter literally quotes without attribution, Claudine Gay, Mom's Demand, when attacking the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which was put forward by actual conservatives and actual Second Amendment advocates to protect Second Amendment natural rights. You tell me what Second Amendment conservative does that and bans guns in the Capitol. Who does that and calls themselves a Second Amendment supporter? You can sit here and cosplay like a trans 2A supporter holding a shotgun while talking about rhino hunting all day long. That don't make you supporting the Second Amendment, though. Your record betrays you. And that's just one of the things. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because some grifting organization in Missouri is trying to make him run for House District 3. Good grief. All the people in Missouri, I get it. This guy does not want to work in the private sector. Clearly, he wants to be on the public teat. He's playing musical chairs with elected seats. I don't know what you call the definition of swamp, if that isn't it. Playing musical chairs with elected seats after you lose the governor's mansion and shame your party and disappoint and screw voters. After you screwed a hairdresser, screwed voters. Then you try to run for Senate and rob them of an actual conservative Second Amendment candidate, tried to do that. Hell, he almost cost Josh Hawley's seat and lost it to Claire McCaskill because his controversies were that bad. And now there's a grifting organization that is so thirsty for power adjacency, and there are people in the Republican Party that do this. They will get behind someone that they know can be bought and they know can be manipulated, and they will push them even in the face of fact and controversy and scandal, because they want the adjacency to power that they would get if that person is put into that seat. Some grifting organization promoting this dude for House District 3. I don't care who they are. I am distrustful of people who are so hell-bent on getting into public office that they can't for a second stay in the public sector. I don't care who you are. I immediately distrust you. It's one thing if you're going from this office and then you're going to go to a higher office and like run for president or go from, you know, state office and run for governor. I understand the ascendancy of that. But hopping around to Senate, to House, to this, to that, to that, to this, to this, because you're hoping to land on a seat that you can get. That's literally the definition of swamp. Now, one other quick thing before we move on. I've written a lot about this. This dude, like I said, he was not exonerated. There was an investigation and he was going to be impeached by majority Republicans, many of them establishment folks who loved him. He was not an outsider. I mean, there was the invasion of privacy thing. There was more than just the basement stuff. But he wants to make it out like it was just a Me Too thing. And then he tries to say, well, you know, they're targeting me like they did Trump. No, they actually were like trying to invent stuff to go after Trump. Dude, you did this stuff. There are receipts. I'm not going to say no names, but we know the people involved in every scandal. And trying to jump onto his coattails as a way to clear your name is pathetic. That's beta stuff. And it doesn't help him. No, we're not even getting into that 501c4 and all of the other stuff, all that donor money. I mean, there's a lot that's there. But the Missouri Ethics Commission, again, all Republicans, they had a consent decree. I wrote about this. And literally what that means is they agreed, you know, you stop doing this stupid stuff is basically what it was. He was never exonerated. So when he says that, he's lying to you. The guy who banned guns at the Capitol did all this stuff. I mean, it's just wild. I've written a lot about this, and I'm going to hit this every single damn time this comes up. Stop promoting stupid people for office. Stop promoting corrupt leftists in Republican seats and Republican for Republican nominations. Stop it. And this is all, the voters rejected this guy. This is not the voters doing this. These are the K Street establishment grifters pushing this guy on you. And they are just as dangerous as the left is to your rights. Know them by their names. Now, a few other things to touch on. Oh, I'm ready to go back with receipts. And if you push me, I will name names. And there's a multitude of scandals there. I'm not even talking about, again, the basement stuff, the charities, everything else. Good grief. Now, speaking of craziness, BlackRock. Did you guys see this? The ESG tide is turning. BlackRock is expected to lay off 600 employees. Now, is the tide turning? Is 600 employees enough to actually make that claim? You guys know them. These are the people, my friend Carol Ross says, you will own nothing and be happy. Is that enough, Kane? BlackRock laying off 6? That's only 3% of its workforce.
It's a good start. It's a good start.
I would like quadruple this.
People need to understand that they are the reason why we see this artificial inflation in home prices, why you can't afford a home, is because of BlackRock.
Exactly. This organization, they're saying all these layoffs are coming, ESG pullback, they're talking about all this stuff, because ESG meaning the environmental, social, and governance. What did we say that we made up a name for that? Oh, yeah. That's been sweeping corporations. That's all the woke stuff, right? So they're laying off 600 employees. It might be a good first step. I mean, they're the world's largest money manager, but it's less than 1,000 of their, they have 19,000 employees. But it does signal extremely stupid governance. That's right. It does signal, because I've read, too, that a lot of companies are getting rid of these ESG DEI things. It's not working for them. They're hemorrhaging money. And I do think it's interesting, too, at a time when the economy is rough, specifically because of stuff like what BlackRock does. They contribute to a worsening economy. So when you have a bad economy, businesses, they pull those purse strings. They cut advertising. They cut a whole bunch of stuff. And guess what else they cut? DEI. They literally made their own bed. It's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. Rejoice.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Kane and I are talking about this new another study. We were talking about the water bottles. Now scientists are saying that 90% of all burgers, steaks, chicken, and plant-based foods contain cancer-causing microplastics. 11,500 microplastics each year from food. That's how much Americans consume. But they were saying, too, that basically like any meat kind of stored in plastic, right? Is what, so like, what are we gonna, not just like the plant-based stuff, like store, I'm telling you, eat anti-processed stuff as much as absolutely possible. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Speaking of which, this is crazy. A 525-pound bluefin tuna reeled in a whopping $800,000. It was bought by a sushi chain at a Tokyo auction. It was sold at Tokyo's largest fish market. It was brought by a wholesaler and a sushi chain for almost $1 million. It is the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it is huge. 525 pounds. Man, now I want some sushi. That sounds... Let's see. I feel like Lauren Boebert needs to take care of her affairs here. She and her ex-husband were reported to have a heated confrontation at dinner, prompting a police investigation. They say it was a sad situation for all. Her husband said that she put his hands on her, or she put his hands on him, and so he called police and said he was a victim of domestic violence. I don't know. She's not running for her seat. She's because she's going to get beat by that Democrat, and she hasn't been in the district. I've been hearing from her fundraisers, so she's going for another one. I don't know. This is awful. Apple Vision Pro headset launches in the U.S. on February 2nd. A headset. We're back in the 80s again. And apparently living closer to nature benefits older adults mentally and physically. Yeah, so get out of the city and get away from everyone because they're horrible. Yeah. Stay with us. I swear it'll be fun.
Elevate your commute, workouts, or downtime with the Dana Show podcast. Unleash the power of knowledge at your fingertips by following Dana on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Rodgers has a very high opinion of himself. Because he had success on the football field, he believes himself to be an extraordinary being. He genuinely thinks that because God gave him the ability to throw a ball, he's smarter than everyone else. The idea that his brain is just average is unfathomable to him. We learned during COVID, somehow he knows more about science than scientists. A guy who went to community college, then got into Cal on a football scholarship and didn't graduate, someone who never spent a minute studying the human body, is an expert in the field of immunology. He just put on a magic helmet, and that G made him a genius. Aaron got two A's on his report card. They were both in the word Aaron, okay?
That's like, when was he funny? Jimmy Kimmel is also the same guy who said that hospitals shouldn't treat people who are unvaccinated. Right? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he said that? Yeah. You know, because he's an immunologist himself. A guy who got his start being the second banana to, what's his face? The other guy? Adam Carolla. Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel got his start as the second banana to Adam Carolla, and he, at the end of The Man Show, would oogle women jumping on trampolines. So I'm just saying, women he could never get, by the way. I don't know if you've seen him. But yeah, so I don't know. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lashier with you, bottom of this second hour. He's going after Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers, I don't even know what happened with it, but I don't even care. I just don't like Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel, as he got older, turned into a noxious old fart. He did. I don't know what happened to him. Who hurt him? But he turned into a hateful, old, noxious fart. That's what he did. He's not funny anymore. All he does is bitch. He's supposed to do a comedic variety late night show. And all he does is get up there and air grievances with people whose opinions he doesn't like because he's a qualified doctor, apparently, particularly when it has to do over the coronavirus and that. Yeah, this is a guy who made fun of people who took ivermectin, you know, esteemed immunologist and Dr. Jimmy Kimmel. He made fun of people who took ivermectin. He said that people who were unvaccinated shouldn't get treatment, and actually even said, the unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo, rest in peace, Wheezy. This is the stuff that he said. Yeah, he said all of this stuff. And he wasn't joking. He was being serious. And he said it not once, not twice, but repeatedly. And so he's mad because what? Aaron Rodgers cracked a joke about him. Was it a joke? I don't even care. He's got such a thin skin. Such a thin skin. He was even saying people who have heart attacks. If someone has a heart attack and they're vaccinated, take them in. But if they're unvaccinated, well, too bad. That's Jimmy Kimmel, esteemed immunologist and doctor, saying this. He was a pity hire. He had to have been. Because I don't know, I've never seen him be funny. He's never been funny. I mean, at some point, aren't you like, oh, the guy who hosts late night shows should be funny, right? Like him and Stephen Colbert, what happened to some of these comedians? They got old and cranky and hateful and just unwatchable. Stephen Colbert, who got his start as an underling to Jon Stewart. And Jon Stewart, you know, he's gotten preachy and all that stuff, but he's still funny. He's never been completely hateful. Stephen Colbert just got cringy, and now he's got facial hair, and it looks even worse. It looks like a chick who wears, like, fake lashes that are too big for her eyes. Stop. It just looks weird. Is that mean? Because I meant it. I'm not here to be nice. But he was raging. He also said he was going to sue Aaron Rodgers because Rodgers made comments on that one dude show, the guy who doesn't own sleeves. He said he's going to be named as one of Epstein's associates. And he was joking that he'll be definitely popping some sort of bottle when the list is made public. So he's saying jokes, but Jimmy Kimmel actually saying repeatedly that he hopes unvaccinated people don't get treatment in hospitals. He hopes they're turned away because of it. We're supposed to, he was like mea culpa over that, but you see what I'm saying? Shut up, Jimmy Kimmel. Kimmel, whatever. You fat, noxious fart. No one cares. Go away. Go back to watching chicks on trampolines. You know, chicks you'll never, ever get. Just sad, man. Just sad. Was he ever funny? I never liked him. I always liked Adam Carolla, but I never liked him, even when I was younger. He just sat there, and I was like, why the hell is this guy on the show? He offers nothing. He brings nothing. He's like that. He's like the unfunny pity friend that you bring along because the chick you're dating, it's her younger brother, and she asked you to be nice to him. That's his whole thing. We've got to talk about 2024. Remember when I told you that the candidates, because it's getting cold and snowy in Iowa, and the candidates are trying to one-up each other, right? I did tell you this. So Vivek Ramaswamy, and I'm not a fan of Nikki Haley. I'm not a fan of Vivek Ramaswamy either. Not personally, just, you know, I don't want either of them as president. That's all. Make of it what you will. But they were going back and forth, right? So he tweeted out, because she canceled an event. They said that, and it was going back and forth that it was not being well attended, and that's why it was canceled. Her people were saying that it was because of the snow and cold. And so Ramaswamy tweeted, quote, Nikki Haley canceled her events in Sioux City, Iowa to avoid embarrassment. We're not canceling. We're keeping ours intact. If you can't handle the snow, you can't handle Xi Jinping. And then he immediately, like within the day, canceled that event because it was cold and snowy. I'm just saying. He totally did. The tweets are there. They exist. I'm looking at both of them in separate windows. They exist. Kane, what do snow, snails, and Xi Jinping have in common, apparently?
Is this a joke?
I don't know. Maybe.
Apparently,
it'll be funnier than anything Jimmy Kimmel ever did in his life.
No idea the correlation. Like, I don't know. What, you not handling snow?
No, salt. Salt, sir. All these flavors, and you choose salty. No.
Just salt?
Yeah, Xi I don't Jinping? Know. I just made me think of it. Yeah, what the hell does it, if you can't handle the snow, you can't handle Xi Jinping. If you can't handle pork chops, you can't handle Vladimir Putin. I mean, what does even that have to do with the other? Why? What does that, doesn't make any sense. Stop trying to get one up. I mean, if you're going to dunk somebody, like make it a quality dunk, right? Don't have a pity dunk, which is what I'm going to start calling Jimmy Kimmel. Don't have it be a pity dunk. You know what I'm saying? That is perfect, by the way. I'm sorry. I got good for me. I didn't clap. I high-fived myself. Well, seriously, though. Well, that's just stop it. And then literally, so he tweeted that. That was yesterday. And then today at 7:19 a.m., he's like, we're going to postpone their return in Coralville and Des Moines, blah, blah, blah. We're going to resume our schedule. He said that it's because it's cold and snowing. It's snowing. It's hind end off there. So wait, does that mean he can't handle Xi Jinping either? This is why you don't say dumb stuff. You know, that's all I'm saying. Don't say dumb stuff. I mean, he said yesterday he was off. You can't handle the snow. You can't handle Xi Jinping. And now he apparently can't handle the snow either. So logic says that you can't also handle Xi Jinping because snow and Xi Jinping are apparently the same thing. Does it melt in your hand? Can you take fire to it? You put salt on it and it withers? Like what? I don't know, man. I just can't. This has just gotten. In some ways, I almost feel bad for Iowans, but then they really do protect their early status. So I feel like this kind of goes along with the territory. So you got to take the stupid with the good. You know what I mean? I've been looking at some of the polling. It's so stupid. There was one internet poll that's actually being cited, and for whatever reason, I have no idea why, because they only had like 109 people vote in this super scientific Twitter poll, which, you know, is super scientific. I don't know. I do agree with what one of my friends said, that Chris Christie needs to leave the race because he's actually elevating Nikki Haley with his participation in it. I don't know if you realize that, but he is. He is. Let me pull this up. a friend of mine had had put this out here, and I completely agree in that. What is his, because he was in New Hampshire, Haley's within single digits of Trump, and Chris Christie's dividing that up because he's got some popularity in New Hampshire. I don't know why, but he does. I guess, you know, being in New Jersey, being East Coast adjacent. Does Chris Christie, I don't get why he's running. I get that he hates Trump and his whole campaign is just basically one giant, very expensive middle finger to Trump. He hates him. But if you're Chris Christie and you really wanted to stop Trump, why are you still in the race? Especially because you're helping him in New Hampshire. Me hoiny hoy. He's like Doodle Bob. Like, what is up? What is your logic here? What is the point of it? If he really wanted to help stop Trump, he would get out of the race, particularly in New Hampshire. But I don't think he wants to do that. He's not going to get out. And he's helping Trump in New Hampshire. So what is the point here? Why is he still in the race? He's not going to win. He is not going to win even any more than Jimmy Kimmel is ever going to be funny. He's never going to win. He is the Jimmy Kimmel of politics. Wow. Am I hitting pity dunk too hard here? Is it?
Something,
I can't stand him, really. But he is. He's never going to win. He's never going to win. He's not going to win the nomination. He's not going to make it to South Carolina. What is the point of him staying in there? Why? Get out. You're just messing this up. Get out, dude. Get out. We can't get a real measure of voter sentiment because this guy's in here. Lunchbox is in here messing it all up in New Hampshire. Get out. Did I tell you sent me a Christmas card once? I have no clue why. It was years ago. And I got it. And I was all, what the? It was weird. I'm like, how? Why? And my husband was like, just don't assume the worst of it. I'm like, no, I am going to assume the worst. Why? Why did you send me a Christmas card? I don't know. Is this weird, right? I don't know. About as weird as this petty dunk Jimmy Kimmel. Never going to get over it. I just don't like him. I just don't like this guy. He's the type of dude that I would, as a woman, would bully in school. Right? And I can't even tell you that much about Aaron Rodgers. This is not a statement of support for, I mean, although I think he's right about the vaccine stuff. Otherwise, I don't know what the hell he does. He plays sports ball? Stop it. I just don't like Jimmy Kimmel. Anybody that Jimmy Kimmel hates, except for like Hitler or something like that, if he does hate Hitler, I don't even know. I like them. If it's aside from all those baddies. So if he hates Aaron Rodgers, I feel like I should like Aaron Rodgers, right? Pity dunk? Okay. All right, we got, you're just sitting over there, like with this, why? What's going on with you right now?
I'm just seeing how you're landing it all. That's all.
But I feel like you're saying that because I'm not trying to, I just don't like him. I just don't like him. Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like I want to go sit in a studio audience just to heckle him once. Just nonstop heckle. Just make him take me out.
Hashtag goals.
Yeah. It's the little things in life, guys. It's the little things in life. All right. We got to get moving because we got a lot more to hit, including people. No, I'm kidding. Not people. We've got to get, I teased this yesterday. This dude who looks like a lady, Howard Stern, he's got the Rona. Even though he's infinity boosted, how many boosts does it take? We got to talk about that. He's another one of those dudes. As he got old, he just got mean. What is up with that? Lefty dudes who get old and they get super meaner and unfunnier, right? And dumber. A lot of stuff.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, man, I got a lot here. All right. So first up, you know how sometimes you're a person's groceries? It's like a map of their personality, right? All right. So let's look at this dude, Fox 35. It's a Florida man stole. Well, he stole a lot. What all did he steal? He stole $400 worth of crab legs, 2 cans of cat food from a Winn-Dixie. And the only time that they got him is because he got in his car and his car wouldn't start. It was in Deltona. It was early morning, Volusia County Sheriff's Office. Cashier witnessed a man in a jacket. He was concealing all these bags of crab legs. He was followed by an older man who did not appear to be holding merchandise. When they were confronted outside, the man holding the crab legs tried to return them to the manager. and he was told Winn-Dixie's going to pursue charges. 33-year-old Kurt Beck, he said he knew what he did was wrong. They also found out his license was suspended and he had stolen cat food. He was arrested on charges of petty theft, violation of probation, possession of a controlled substance. He was booked in Volusia County Jail. I mean, okay, so some for him, some for the cat? I don't know. Like, a Florida man in a unicorn floaty hooks a 10-foot shark and towed 4 miles offshore. He was literally dragged out to sea in his floaty because he caught a big old shark. There was a bigger vessel that came up behind him in this video. And they go, it's hard to hear. And they go, what are you doing? Because they were just bewildered. They see this guy in a unicorn floaty, like all this way out at sea. And he goes, I'm catching a shark. That's what he said. That's what he told him. He was dragged 4 miles offshore. So the crew on the boat tossed the guy a line. They got him on board. And then he grabbed the rod and he landed the shark. That's kind of BA, right? That's, you know. But dude, the dude was literally on this is just a fishing boat that came across him. He was literally in one of these big giant floaties and it was big enough to where he could really get in it. And he's out there in a unicorn float with his rod and he had hooked a shark that dragged him all the way out there. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Yeah, it towed him 4 miles out on his floaty. So you gotta be careful, I guess. Maybe don't fish on a unicorn floaty in the sea. I don't know. Like, that just feels like there's something to be learned from that. Let's see here. I'm still loving that story, though. A Florida man set fire to a car in a motel parking lot, deputies say. He was arrested. He was found with some weapons and drugs in his possession. The 62-year-old Peter Simpson was charged with second-degree arson, and he had a concealed firearm, commission of felony. So they saw him driving erratically. All in the front of police, got out of his car, put on gloves and a face mask, and then walked through the parking lot, and then tried to set a white Nissan SUV on fire. Literally in front of police. Because they were already following him because he was driving erratically. And then he got back in his own car and tried to flee. That's not going to work, dude. So they totally arrested him. He was taken into custody with that incident. They found all kinds of stuff on him. I don't even know, man, why. I still like the guy with the floaty way better. The floaty guy. A Florida woman tried to run down a school employee in the bus drop-off lane. Uh-oh. Man, them drop-off lanes are crazy. You get some women in there that are nuts. Her name is Tara Jane Samuels Catalan. You got too many names, lady. She told law enforcement that she was trying to avoid speed bumps and she didn't see the employee jump out of the way and into the nearby bushes. They said, no, you were literally trying to plow her down at high speed. Is at Port Charlotte High School. So she was in trouble for that. Stay with us. Third hour on the way.
So Governor DeSantis is hitting you for claiming the retirement age is, quote, way, way too low. He said, quote, I don't know why she's saying that. So are you saying that? Where do you stand on that?
I have never once said that.
Well, wait. In Bloomberg interview, you said, anyone who says they'll leave America bankrupt, Social Security will go bankrupt, Medicare will, so we don't touch anyone's retirement, but go to people like my kids in their 20s and tell them the rules haven't changed. Change the retirement age to reflect life expectancy.
Yes.
I mean, she did say it. It's on tape. I have the other video of it where she said it. I don't know why. So she had to admit that she did say that. Just say that you said it. Why? Why do they do this? Then we have to sit here and talk about it. And then I have her fans go, Dana, you're so mean, and send me hate mail. Welcome back to the show. I swear to you, there are some of them out there. Dana Lasher with you. Top of this third hour on this Tuesday. A very cold Tuesday. It is officially 45 degrees in Texas. It's that damn global warming. 45 degrees. It is almost as cold outside as it is in the studio. Wow. I keep it like that. Very sexistly. So welcome back. You can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program. You can also watch the simulcast, the video component of the radio show on Channel 347 DirecTV, YouTube, Facebook, all of it. She just needs to come. When someone asks you a question like that, particularly if they are part of the, I like Brett Baer. He plays it pretty straight. You know, he's already got the video ready to roll. So just say, yeah, I said it. Just say that, because I got the video too. She was doing an interview on TV. And There's several times she said it. She said it to Bloomberg. She also said it, I think it was a CNN interview. She said it before. You got it?
Five is way too low.
Oh!
And we need to increase that. We need to do it according
to life
expectancy.
Go back again because I was immediately going, oh, over it. Go ahead.
65 is way too low, and we need to increase that. We need to do it according to life expectancy.
Retirement age. So she did say the retirement age is way too low. Like, verbatim. That's, Kane, is that, she said that it is verbatim way too low.
That is true.
Okay. I never said that. Girl, you said it. On video. Hashtag receipts. Just own it. Hashtag stop being dumb. Stop. Why do people do this? Dana, why are you... I'm not mean. It's your job to sit here and know this stuff about these people. You're the citizen. If she's changed her mind, fine. Then explain to people why you changed your mind. But when you sit here and act like... and tell people that you didn't say something that you legit said, that makes us not trust you. You know what I'm saying? Sir, what are you doing? Were you getting ready to play something over there? What?
Oh, no. Making sure it was down.
He literally made the face of, I have something else to play. That's
no,
what
I'm
he
constantly
does.
Scanning all the time for new stuff, but...
Whenever you lean forward, though, and you make that face, that means you literally have something on deck.
I just wanted to make sure none of the audio was going through before I was playing this
video.
That's all.
That's all right. That's all good. So, that's kind of... Come on, guys. Come on.
She's doing like what Vivek did in the beginning. Remember, he would go out and say stuff, and then they would be like, hey, you said this. And he's like, no, I didn't.
Fake news.
You don't need to lie it's about like, me. And it's like, we
dude,
have the
you
video.
Said it.
We have the
this
video.
Is not our fault that you said these things. We're asking why you said this stuff. And then he would be like, then he would try to act like he was more conservative because you questioned him saying the things that he said that he says he didn't say and that you're lying about that he said when he did say it. Like what? Dude, that's not how this works. And by the way, you donated to Democrats. That's not how this works. Look, I don't dislike these people personally. Some of them, I there's like maybe two of them I do. Mitt Romney's one. But as in that elected office position, nosies. Don't want them in there. Don't want them in there. Okay, we got to talk about a couple of other things as well because the immigration. And then we were talking about the statue thing. So apparently, the William Penn statue is staying up. I don't know why they got mad at why they were trying to take him down in the first. Because they were saying he was racist or something. Is that what it was? I don't have time to sit here and get involved into why some stupid socialist trust funder is mad over a statue. Wasn't he a Quaker?
But they took down Abraham Lincoln, remember?
Oh, they get mad over everything. We got to take the Indian off the butter box.
Right.
Does it mean that Indians get to own land on the government premises in which you Democrats put them on? Well, no. Oh, well then shut up about your stupid, but we took the Indian off the butter. Oh, but you kept the land. Okay. Shut up. I love these people who think that because they did something to a package that they have undone all their other stuff. Case in point. So Cori Bush. Hold up. I pull this up. So Cori Bush. She is a major grifter. She comes out and says, our country, she tweeted this yesterday. Quote, our country owes a debt to the descendants of enslaved black people, not just for slavery, but for what followed, like black codes, redlining, Jim Crow, mass incarceration. That's why I've introduced my reparations now resolution. This country has an obligation. Yeah, you know what? I totally agree with you, Cori Bush. In that Democrats should absolutely pay you the reparations, your party, when they were the ones who fought for slavery. I agree that Democrats should pay for reparations because they pushed black codes. I agree Democrats should pay for reparations because they pushed for redlining and they pushed for Jim Crow and mass incarceration. I completely agree with all of that, Cori Bush. I also believe that Democrats should pay reparations donations to some of my family members, like my husband's great-great-grandfather, who was a prisoner of war in Andersonville camp and who was just about damn near killed by the Democrats who were fighting for slavery. And when he came out, he was nothing but skin and bones, along with all of the other people who were fighting on behalf of actual free men and women. Yes, they should all get reparations from your party, Cori Bush, starting with you. You should pay us. Yes. To say nothing about what Democrats owe Indigenous Americans after they put them on the Democrat trail of genocide, kept them on ill-producing federal lands that they do not allow them to owe. Therefore, they do not allow them to create wealth. Therefore, they do not allow them to have a stake in their own future. Those are Democrat policies. Where's the reparations for that, Cori Bush? Good heavens. Start with your own party. But you know what? I would say that about a half a million dead Americans is the price over that. If you want to have a discussion about any reparations, you go look at the graves of those people who fought the good fight. You go and look at the graves of Union soldiers. You go look at all of the animosity that brought a nation back together. That's the price that was paid and then some. And what have you done with that price, Cori Bush? Bitched and moaned and grifted Americans in order to enrich the BLM mansions, Patrice Couture's, everything else. And what has all of that gotten you? Nothing. Everything that you've advocated for has come to nothing except to enrich yourself. The neighborhoods that were burned and looted during all the riots with BLM, guess what? They are still trying to rebuild. You have not improved them. You have not improved relations with anybody in the Black community and police. You have not done anything but enrich yourself off division. Yeah, you don't. Reparations. Jeez. So dumb. Start with the Democrat Party. O's for the love. And by the way, what about the people who weren't even, who didn't even live here at the time? I mean, I got some Irish ancestors that came over after that. So what percentage are they supposed to? What about people who are first generation Americans now? What about people who came in from Mexico and are citizens now, Hispanic Americans? Are you claiming that they're supposed to owe you something? Shut up.
I'm like, there's nobody that's 200 years old.
We got to break down your white half and the percentage of reparations that you owe from your white half.
That's weird. Sometimes I put money from my savings into my checking.
Right? Is that your one half paying your other half?
I envision it, yeah, being my one half paying the other half.
Self-reparations. You just switched money into account. No, I didn't. Oh, all right. So, yeah, I know. It's that party. That's what you do not want to empower going into 2024. You do not want to empower these people. I also have for you, I told you, so we made fun of Jimmy Kimmel last hour. Can we mention Howard Stern? He says that he had the Rona. He had a cold. He was infinity boosted. I forgot he was still on air. He's just mean and mean. Didn't he get in a fight with Bill Maher too? So he is infinity boosted. He's another person who had said that, what, the unvaccinated shouldn't get treatment in hospitals and all this stuff. So he is, I don't know, how many boosters or whatever of the fake imaginary injection can you get? How many do they make you get now? Boosters.
They're going to keep rolling them out infinitely. It's not going to stop.
This is so dumb. But he still got it. And then he was going, you know, because science, he was saying, wow, it was so bad. He goes, can you imagine if we didn't have the vaccine? I would think that the vaccine means that you don't get it. But you got it. Use words matter. Use your words, man. Use your words. So on immigration, the Mexican president, Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, again, somebody else who has way too many damn names, delivered a list of demands that he expects to be met before Mexico would help to stop with the flow of illegal immigrants across the U.S.-Mexico border. They had a press conference Friday of last week, and this was after Mayorkas went to Mexico, and they said that he was going to meet with Obrador. And they said, it's just a big old thing for photo ops is all it was. But Mayorkas had asked Mexico on behalf of the Biden administration to increase its assistance in stopping illegal immigration, as though like they've never been. You honestly think they've ever acted in good faith to do this? No. And so Obrador responded by demanding that the U.S. give them $20 billion, grant work visas to 10 million people, and end sanctions against Venezuela and halt the blockade of Cuba. And he also wants a unicorn and a pony. I don't know. I'm just joking about that last part, but yeah, there you go. Wow. And then he started to get into, he goes, the Texas governor acts the way he does because he wants to be a Republican VP. Actually, I will say, Abbott, he doesn't. He really doesn't want to be VP. And I don't think he would either. I don't think he would be. And he goes, yeah, there's a lot of Mexicans in Texas. Yeah, and guess what? How they vote? Not Democrat. Because they basically lived with that under you and under some of these other tyrants. So insane.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, so beginning with this. Oh, goodness, we got a couple here. Swearing, they say, is becoming more acceptable. Linguistics experts claim. But I think it's like certain words, they say. The way that they said it's not now using them to insult people is they still that hasn't changed. But using for emphasis and what they say build social bonds, according to academics, that has become more acceptable over the past two decades. Interesting. So I don't know. I think language is devolved, honestly. But hey, you guys all saw the guy from Bass Pro, right? Or maybe you hopefully didn't. I tried not to see him. I thought it was Leah Thomas at first. The guy who jumped into the giant aquarium at Bass Pro in Alabama, like totally naked, jumped into the giant aquarium. Again, I thought it was Leah Thomas and he just was like competitive swimming. He did a cannonball leap. He didn't just jump into the aquarium. Dude did a cannonball, which I didn't know about prior. And then he stood under the waterfall, bits and pieces all hanging out, left the water to yell at officers, dove back into the aquarium. Bass Pro is a place, by the way, where every time I go in there, I try not to go in there. Because when I go in, 5 hours of my life disappears. I have no idea what the hell happened. But I'm in there for like 5 hours. How? I have no idea. Anyway, that's what happens. It's like Pinterest. I just try to not, you know, if there's something I need and I can get it online, I'll do it. But oh my gosh. Anyway, so that guy, he got lots in trouble. He was in the water for like 5 minutes. Those poor fish are traumatized, dude. You know they are. This actually I should have had on Florida Man. There's a Florida highway covered in 40,000 pounds of raw chicken after a truck crashed on National Bird Day. I didn't even know we had a National Bird Day. That's a lot. That's like, how much of it was wings? Because now I'm wanting hot wings for dinner now. I was thinking I was going to have pasta. I was going to make pasta. Now I'm like, maybe not kind of with some hot wings, like with some butter and Frank's Red Hot, you know, but bake them in the oven. Oh my gosh, so good. What's happening? I don't know. Can someone explain to me about this? This isn't happening in Mexico. An elusive alligator-like creature. What? Found in the treetops of Mexico. They say it's a new species. It's a tree-dwelling lizard. I'm sorry, alligator-like? What? A tree lizard in Mexico. They say it's a new species.
Sounds like an iguana.
It sounds, they can get 9 inches. 9 inches in long. They're pale yellow. Alligator-like? And the trees that can fall on you with its jaws. Okay, stay with us.
Elevate your commute, workouts, or downtime with the Dana Show podcast. Unleash the power of knowledge at your fingertips by following Dana on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. President, Secretary Austin.
Confused Joe.
Are you still confident in Secretary Austin, sir?
I'm staring at your car. Dog when we tell him, hey, do you need to go to the bathroom? And he's like in his dog bed looking at us like, it's 41 degrees outside, fool. Have you seen it? Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here with you. Bottom of this third hour. That's confused Joe. Joe confused. The video. They were asking him about SecDef. And he just shut down. I don't know what he did. Dude. He didn't respond. He was confused. By the way, And I wanted to point this out. Listener Adrian shared this. So it came out that Lloyd Austin was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Prostate cancer. And apparently, I guess that was that the surgery that he was having? Because remember when it was first reported, and not just reported, the statement that he released said it was elective. Is that kind of stuff elective?
I don't think so.
I mean,
as a prostate owner?
Yeah, because you have one of those because you're a dude.
There is no life that I can imagine that I'm just going to, you know what, I'm going to electively reduce or add to the size of my prostate.
Yeah, I'm just going to go get that worked on.
It's not an elective thing.
I'm going to go get my prostate fiddled with surgery stuff. No. Surgical fiddling.
No.
The prostate.
No.
Sounds not fun. As somebody who does not have a prostate, because, you know, I'm a woman.
Right.
Tell that to some of the people out there who get real confused about bits and pieces. I wouldn't know anything about it. It just doesn't sound elective. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that sounds medically necessary, not elective. But apparently that's the latest. I just got a lot of questions about that. I mean, it does seem that it was a lot more serious than there was. And you'll forgive me. I'm going through my bookmark system because I wanted to pull up statement that he put out because he had said, yeah, they said here's literally Department of Defense. Here's the statement. Recent elective medical procedure. A recent elective. What is elective about the prostate thing there? What? Do they understand what that means?
So are they saying he elected to have the cancer removed as opposed to not electing to have the cancer removed?
I mean, I'm looking at, this is so weird. Elective. I mean, this is literally, I am going to tweet this out to folks too. This is literally like what they had said. They said that it was elective. This is from, this is literally the Department of Defense's website. And it said he has resumed full duties of his office and remains in contact with senior advisors as he continues to recover after experiencing complications from a recent elective medical procedure. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like that's not elective. Right?
Yeah, it's not.
So, that is not transparent at all. No transparency here. And I feel like because apparently Biden didn't know about hell, I guess the Pentagon didn't even know. Did the Pentagon know that it had to do with his prostate? I get that the dude, he's an older dude. I get it. He probably didn't want his bits and pieces all out there. You know what I mean? I get it. But I feel like, too, when you are the Secretary of Defense and you have to sign off, like Stephen Yates told us yesterday, you have to sign off on important things. I just kind of feel like that you have to have a little bit more transparency, and you don't just get to have your deputy appointed and nobody knows what's happening and nobody even knows if you're in the office or that you're gone or that it's a serious thing. That's a very important. Huh. So, it does feel like, they're hiding something else. Like why would they do this? Why would you make these stupid errors like this that are completely, are just totally needless? So that was from Walter Reed. It's the Secretary of Defense. I was told it was elective. Apparently it's not elective. Got a lot of questions. So I don't know. Are they going to answer anything like that at the press avail? I'm curious. I'm just kind of blown away over that. You know, they present gender mutilation as being medically necessary, but this is elective.
But it also, to me, it sounds like a little bit of a cover-up where the government doesn't want people to have little faith in their leaders. So they're saying things like this to be like, oh, it was an elective thing, wasn't a big deal. I want to know if this is truly a medical condition. What is his health condition at the moment? He's sec deaf. We need to know this. I mean, if the president goes under anesthesia for any little thing, you know, the vice president is right there standing by. Everyone's notified. And that's, it shouldn't be any different in this case.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like that's, none of this feels like it's elective. None of the stuff. They said he underwent a procedure to treat the early prostate cancer. So they caught the cancer in its early form. And then he got, there were a couple of other complications that went along with that. And that's what they were treating him for. I just sounds, that sounds serious. And there's no transparency. And nobody in the government even knew what was going on. His deputy didn't even know what was going on. A lot of concerns over that. So that's the, you know, they were supposed to be the most transparent administration ever. Remember that? That's what we were supposed to hear. That's what we were supposed to expect from this administration. They are so transparent, so forthright. He was going to bring peace and love to everyone and everything. Yeah, you haven't really seen that, have you? No. All right. So the Ray Epps dude, he got a year probation. The Green Buffet, who got the... was like literally the only guy who was on video telling everyone to go in. The Mule Team Sixer, who was on video, the only dude on video telling all the people to go in. He got a year of probation. That's it. Aren't there people who got years because they were charged with parading, unlawful parading or something? The prosecutor praised his de-escalation tactics. What? That's what they said.
Wait, he was literally telling people to go in.
Yeah.
While other people were saying, no.
Yeah.
No, that's a bad idea. No.
Yeah. They said that he was a victim of conspiracy theories. They praised his de-escalation tactics. De-escalation. Yeah. And wow. Wow. It feels like he's a Fed boy. I know that you're not supposed to say that, apparently, but it feels like that. I mean, he got a wrist slap and other people went in for, I mean, quite a long time. That's pretty wild. I mean, we've seen the video of this, of the stuff that he, of all of that. Prosecution apparently went in 6 months. They said that he engaged in aggressive conduct to get past the police officers, but then they also argued against themselves, as I just explained. And his attorney asked for probation. That's what he got. A year probation, no restrictions on travel, $500 restitution, 100 hours of community service. Wow. Now, you also had 200 FBI assets there, apparently including, that's from Clay Higgins. He's the Republican who, Congress member who said that they had 200 assets. There were people in the building, dressed as supporters, all this stuff. But he was on video literally like whipping the crowd into a frenzy. I've seen the videos, multiple videos of him telling people, I've seen videos of him telling people to go inside. I mean, I've seen all of, so I don't understand. I tell you, I have not seen videos of anybody else but him telling people to go inside. I have seen tons of videos where people are trying to say, don't go inside, don't listen to that, etc., etc. I've seen tons of that. That's wild. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what a Fed would get. Speaking of feds, the ATF tweeted out, guys. Oh, it's just all good, right? The ATF tweeted out 3 hours ago, quote, today we honor the men and women who stand on that thin blue line to protect our communities, especially our ATF special agents working tirelessly to reduce violent crime. Yeah, like, do you remember when they worked really hard to reduce violent crime with Operation Fast and Furious? And in their effort to reduce violent crime, they got Border Patrol agent Brian Terry gunned down and killed in Arizona. And they got other Americans gunned down and killed by the gun walking operation that they pushed. And a ton of rifles from their operation were recovered over the years. You know, the ATF's Fast and Furious operation, which They were trying to say that they wanted to stem the tide of cartel drug violence. And so they began Fast and Furious under Obama Biden, and they pushed and forced gun dealers to sell guns to known traffickers and for them to take to the cartels to see where the guns end up. And they thought, we're going to take down a major cartel. And then they realized, oh, well, rats, we forgot to track all the serial numbers on these guns. Shucks. And then it didn't work, and they never ended it. Now, see, when Bush tried this stupid thing, he called his operation Wide Receiver, and they ended it after like a handful of months because they realized how stupid it was. But for whatever reason, they thought, you know what? We're under a more unaccountable administration. I bet it'll work now. So they actually tweeted this out. They said that agents were shot. They said that the numbers are, one agent said the numbers are over 2,500 on the case. They said that, I mean, scores of Mexican nationals, innocent people, were killed. They said that, I mean, even Obama said that, you know, there was a situation which a serious mistake was made. Oh, my gosh. You think. The ATF director, Kenneth Melson, he was reassigned. The U.S. Attorney for Arizona, who oversaw Fast and Furious, Dennis Burke, he had to resign. He was forced to resign. And so they endangered the lives of law enforcement, and they actually tweet this out. They tweet this out. This is pretty amazing. There are memes out there about ATF hand signals, like, shoot that dog. No, let me shoot the dog. You know, let burn down the house like that, you know. Oh, my gosh.
Follow Dana on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because knowledge is your ultimate superpower.
In our time, there's still the old ghost of new garments. We all need to rise to meet the moment.
He was trying to say there's still the old ghost of new government, and he says garments.
Yep.
Wait, there's still the old ghost of new garments? What's that?
Yeah. I think he was more misunderstood yesterday than understood.
Yeah. Well, also, he's just not understood because he can't make sense. When you hear him, I just don't. What are Democrats thinking? What are they thinking? So we were talking about, too, this news that just came out from Walter Reed, Lloyd Austin, the SecDef, defense secretary. He was under general anesthesia. He has prostate cancer. He was under general anesthesia for a treatment to deal with his early stage prostate cancer. And he kept it from everyone, didn't tell the administration, didn't even tell his deputy that was appointed to take over for him while he was receiving treatment. And I don't know how in the world this guy keeps his job. You're the Secretary of Defense. Your job deals with military and smart decision making. And over and over and over again has shown that he just doesn't do this. I mean, he's literally one of the principal policy makers of our military strategy, and this is the stuff that he's doing. He just doesn't think that he should inform the administration, like the president of the United States. He's under general anesthesia. I mean, that's pretty serious. If you have to undergo general anesthesia for the state, I mean, that's, you know, and he just doesn't tell anyone. I think there's been a lot of criticism over his job performance. But even prior to this administration, man, I can't. And what I don't understand, too. So the messenger tweeted out, the White House orders cabinet secretaries to notify if unable to perform duties amid Lloyd Austin scandal. Can someone tell me how in the hell that's not already a rule? How is that not the standard operating procedure already? If you are unable to perform your duties, shouldn't you have to tell the, how is that not a rule? This is wild. Yeah, that's an order from the White House. How is that not a rule? Right?
I think it already is.
Is it? Why did they feel like they have to put this out?
To put it to bed? To be done with it?
And well, why don't they just be like, hey, pay attention to the rule that we already have here, you numbnuts. Look then, at this. You got to let us know.
Then people start paying attention to rules we already have, and they don't want that.
No. Oh, gosh. All right. Today in Stupidity King. Although that could really be part of it.
Literally could be a double dose of stupidity today. Let's do magnets. Let's talk about how it's believed that if you pour water on magnets, that's goodbye to the magnet. I mean, that's it for the magnet right there. Listen to this.
It didn't work. They had an almost $1 billion cost overrun on the magnetic elevators. Think of it, magnets. Now, all I know about magnets is this. Give me a glass of water. Let me drop it on the magnets. That's the end of the magnets. Why didn't they use John Deere?
Is that how that works?
I did check. That's not a deep fake. I did check because I'm like, no. Folks, that does it for us today. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter, Substack, chapter and verse. Always good stuff that goes out there every single day. Have a great night. Back with you tomorrow.